we have the Friedrich Rebbe's Maimer, we have the Rebbe's Maimer. You'll see the notes that I made, I think, are pretty helpful. On the second side of the first page, I wrote Moshel 1, then I wrote Moshel 2, then I wrote Bo'olam, and then I wrote Ba'avoida. This is the previous Rebbe's Maimer. The beginning is about Shabbos. Then you have two Moshels. The Nimshel of the two Moshels as it is in the world, and the last piece of the Maimer is in Avoida.
The Nimshel in the Kesser? Or the Moshel?
No, the Nimshel is in Perek Gimel. Yeah. Okay? In the Rebbe's Maimer, you have the same thing. You see, you have Moshel 1 on bottom of page Mem Gimel, you have Moshel 2, and then in Sif Dalet you have Ba'avoida, and Sif Hey is the Maskana, is the resolution. In other words, I'm showing you the parallel, which piece of the Rebbe's Maimer reflects which piece of the Friedrich Rebbe's Maimer. The Rebbe's Maimer is based on the Friedrich Rebbe's Maimer, but the Rebbe adds a dimension to the Maimer that's basic and across the board. Here's what we're going to do. Here's what I'd like to do. Let's start talking about the Friedrich Rebbe's Maimer. And we'll go through the Maimer. Obviously, we're not going to read all of it because we'll never finish. To bring out the basic message of the Maimer as it's found in the, you know, in the first Moshel, in the second Moshel, in the world, in Avodah, and in the Chosna and the Kala. Then the second half of the Shiur we'll see how the Rebbe repeats this and adds a kvetch, a nuance to it. Okay? So the Shiur begins on the bottom of page Chof, where I made the one and the arrow, the second arrow. Yes? The Haseder Hu. What is the model of a chasana? This maimed is interpreting the model of a chasana. And here's the model of a chasana. Shaboim roivam lakabal pnei chasana. A lot of people come to greet a chasana. We call this a kabal esponim, right? In other words, to be really honest about it, a kabal esponim is more for a chasana than for a kala. V'achakach helchim im hachasana lakabal pnei hakala. It's our custom that you walk with the chasana to the kala. Of course, a chassidus shabakeh is not going to walk right in the middle of the Bible show, but you do follow the chosn. As they feel the mizach, the chosn mechase b'tzoyif es hakala, and the chosn covers the kala with a kerchief. V'helchin avachupa. Then they go to the chupa. V'ha'inyinu, and the meaning behind this is as follows: the v'chol aliyas al hamakala lo mashpia. In any event that involves a giver and a receiver, a mashpia and a makabel. The makabel, the recipient, the receiver has to be brought up to the mashpia, to the giver. But tzarech lihiyeh tchila hamshachas hamashpia bebechinas chitzeini yishaboy. For a makabel, for a recipient to take, they need to be provoked, they need to be inspired, they need to be tuned in. So the mashpia first gives chitzenius, something peripheral, something external, which is lebchinas chitzenius hamakabel, that he gives to the chitzenius of the recipient of the makabel, kidei shayadei hamshachazu, which facilitates that through this external, this superficial connection between giver and receiver, yuchal hamakabel lises atzmei, the recipient, the receiver can lift himself, and in this case herself, ulehisales, and rise li yiskodef lemadreges hamashpia, to be closer to the level of the mashpia, v'oz, and then yikabel hamshocha hapnimis mamashpia, can there be a deeper connection. In one sentence, this maimed is saying a simple thing. For two people to develop a deeper connection, they must begin with a shallower connection, with a chitzayni of the connection. This is how it works. So let's begin talking about the chasana. The model of our chasana is a spiel. It's a dance. And the nature of the spiel is people take turns giving. The first thing that happens is people come to a chasana. The idea of people coming to a chasana is the chasana needs to do something. It's uncomfortable. It's weird. It's difficult. And people empower the chasana. This is the idea of a kabbalah spun. People come. The chasana doesn't have to get married alone. People come to be a cheerleading squad, a support for the chosn. The chosn goes and he puts a kerchief over the kala's face. It's a chesed as they can think. It's really not a very deep connection between the chosn and the kala, right? It's a superficial thing. But the idea is the chassan gives something to the kala. What is the next event? The chassan stands in the middle of the chuppah, the kala goes around the chassan. So people come and give a koyach to a chassan. The chassan gives that koyach to the kala. The kala gives that koyach back to the chassan by circling the chassan. Then the chassan gives the kala a ring. So there's a series of exchanges. Right, people empower a chassan, the chassan gives something to the kala gives something back to the chassan, the chassan gives it back to the kala. Of course, the culmination of a wedding is yichud, is you know, it's marriage, it's two people becoming one. But the nature of the relationship is that it has to begin with superficial things. These few lines of the Sefer Yekareba describe the model and the idea of a chassan. And the whole maimed delves into this and elaborates upon this and so on and so forth. How would you say this in Bala Bata Shavetis? How do you say this in superficial words? In superficial words you would say this follows. For two people to have a deeper connection, two people must first have a superficial connection. That's how it works. Every relationship, right? You have friends in school. You don't have a best friend in 5 minutes. When you're in kindergarten, you have a best friend in 5 minutes, and 5 minutes later you have a new best friend. But when people are people, I mentioned, you first have a relationship that's chitzoniistic, that's based on chitzonius, that's skin deep, you can take it or leave it, and as time passes, the relationship becomes deeper and deeper and deeper. This is how the Eibishter made the world. And this is the model of a chasana. The rituals, the minhagim that we do by a chasana are meant to reflect this game. You give something less meaningful, you get something back a little bit more meaningful. You give something more meaningful, you get something even more meaningful. And ultimately you have the deepest connection between two people is a marriage. There's no question about it. On every level. And that's the model of the chasana, right? The alternative word for this game is the word chuppah. The alternative word to enlighten this idea that first you give something superficial, something less deep, and then later on something deeper occurs is the word chuppah, which is a couple of lines before. If you don't mind, go back a few lines earlier. The first page still, right? It says, the hine ksiv, right? The underlined words, you know, okay, let's read them. Kishem shah shabbat yimokar abroches, hinikmeken simchas chasam akala, the marriage of a chasam akala, kabbalah sim, and going to greet them, hinikmeken abroches. Hine ksiv, kalko, kovid chuppah. Every event of kovid has a chuppah. Shem beizbechin is kovid, it's two concepts of kovid, or two concepts of chuppah, which is called kovid chasam, and kovid kala. The kovid or the chuppah of the chasen, the kovid or the chuppah of the kala. The chasen is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the chasen is Hashem, and Yidna the kala. Five lines from the bottom, I'm skipping a line, kovid hu b'chinas makif. Kovid or the chuppah is the external, is the extraneous connection. And he explains it in mystical terms. I don't want to get too caught up in the mysticism. In simple words, what's a chuppah? What is a chuppah? We know chuppah to be a canasti, mitzir shtekinis, right? But chuppah is a philosophical idea. Chuppah is a concept. The concept of chuppah is, I'll use this word, an aura, a halo. You know what those words mean? An energy. Every person has an energy field. Every person is a person. And their presence says something. When you walk into a room, you walked into the room, some people look at you and say, oh, he's a nice guy. Some people look at you and say, I don't like him already. Some people look at him and say, ooh, this is a powerful personality. We have to give him space. Some people look at him and say, this guy could be a troublemaker. Let's be aware. A person walks into a room. What do you know about that person? You know nothing about that person. But every person radiates a certain energy. Every human being, the way the Eibish designed us is we have a makif. We have something around us that communicates us. Right? Sometimes you'll be next to people and you'll feel comfortable with them. Sometimes you'll be next to people and you'll just feel disturbed by them. Because somehow we feel, people feel each other. Is it real? Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. But this is what some people would call a first impression. You meet a person, you look at the person, you have a certain sense of the person. You haven't spoken to the person, you have no relationship with the person. You just feel the person. You remember the Sechta Baba Kama, right? The Gemara says in Sechta Baba Kama that when an animal kills an animal, it says ki yigoif. Yigoif. When an animal kills a person, it says ki yigach. So the Gemara says, how come when an animal kills an animal, it says ki yigoif? And when an animal kills a person, it says ki yigach. And for the Gemara, Adam islay mazla. Behema lesle mazla. A human being has mazl. An animal has no mazl. There are a number of translations for the word mazl. One of them is an energy around us. Every human being is naturally protected. If an animal gores and succeeds in killing a person, he has to focus and concentrate because there's a mazal. There's something about a person which preserves him. Animals don't have this. This is called, like I said, magnetism, halo. You can use a lot of fancy English words that make you sound like a hippie. The nekuda is every human being says something. Okay?
What is yigach? What are the translations?
Yigach means to push, and yigach means to gore, to hit with the horns. In both cases, the animal is goring, but for an animal, it says yigach because to kill an animal that weighs five times as much as a person is easier than to kill a person because there's some kind of a metaphysical, sort of esoteric makif around the person. Yeah. A chassan meets a kala, what happens? What happens? There's either an attraction, there's no attraction. You haven't spoken to the person, you know very, very little about this person. Right? Eventually, you're going to get married, you're going to have the deepest connection you two human beings can have. What brings two people together? Their chuppah. Their chuppah means every human being carries with them an energy. When you're in the energy of another person, your energies overlap. Like the Gemara says, when Mashiach comes, every Jew is going to have a chuppah. And kol echad nichve mechuppas eshachaveri. Two people stand next to one another. The chuppah of one interferes with the chuppah of the next. This is the first thing that happens when two people meet. In any kind of a situation. Two people meet, they size each other up by how they sense, how they feel that person. It's a totally superficial thing. But if not for that superficial connection, nobody would ever get married. If not for that superficial connection, people would never get closer. Everything deep and meaningful begins with something superficial and peripheral. This is the way the Eibishter made us. This is the way the Eibishter made people. Correct? It begins with something chesenistic. This chesenist is called a chuppah. And hopefully, if you have a shtickle bench, and you have some seichel, you say, okay, I'm drawn to this person. Let's find out if there's more basis for connection. So the Maimer of the Friedrich Rebbe describes a wedding as being a microcosm of this. A chasene is designed, first you create a chesenistic connection, you need a deeper connection, then you create a deeper connection still. The deepest connection with the two people is a marriage. It doesn't begin deep. It begins very shallow and it begins very, very superficial, but it deepens. So the first thing that happens, people come to the chassan and say, okay, chassan, we're going to help you meet your kala. That's all. The chassan meets the kala, puts a kerchief over her face. There's an exchange. He's giving something to the kala. What is he really giving the kala? He's saying to the kala, I'm giving you a koyach, so that you should give me a koyach, that I should give you something. The chassan goes to the kala, puts a kerchief over her face. There's a certain energy. The two energy fields have met, right? The two makivim have met. The kala then circles the chassan. The kala is returning the favor. She's giving the chassan back. A chitzanya is the thing. That's why it's circular. Then the kala gives the chassan gives the kala a ring. You should know our custom is it's brought in the siches. From Tafshin Yudalid, Yudal Kislev, that our meaning is the ring should be dafka round, because round goes on makif, the same idea, and we're very careful it should be perfectly round, and the previous Rebbe even used to take a file and scrape off the grade of the gold, whatever it is.
Why did 7 times?
I'm sorry?
Why did it go around 7 times?
Oh, that detail, at this particular moment, I don't know. I mean, everything goes in 7. There's the quality is 7 makifim. But I'm inventing this, so I don't know. Okay, but the point is, what's happening is two people are meeting. We're going with an assumption that we're beginning with chitzanius and working towards pnimius, right? And of course, the lesson is, right? When do you know your wife the least? on the day you get married. You think you know your wife wonderfully. She thinks she knows you. You'll find out you don't know her, and she doesn't know you. And the idea is, the chitzonius, the connection between two people, creates the possibility for there to be a pnimizi connection to two people. I'm not your marriage counselor, and I didn't come for marriage counseling, but I teach girls, whatever, I get around. And people who are interested in hearing what I have to say, this is my opinion, the hardest year of marriage is the first year of marriage. It doesn't sound logical, and in a way it doesn't make any sense, because the first year of marriage is such an exciting year, it's such a fun time, it's such a free time. But the fact of the matter is, the first thing about marriage is a learning that you're living with another person. And Bacham don't know that, and girls don't know that, and it takes a while to learn. And as time passes, marriages get better with age. They either get better with age or they get worse with age. But the beginning of a marriage is very exciting and very chitzonistic. If not for the excitement, you wouldn't get married. But the excitement is chitzonius. The excitement is chitzonius. The beginning of a marriage is chitzonius. The hope is, the aspiration is, that the longer people are married, the more pnimistic the relationship becomes, and the less you need the bluffs, less you need the chitzonius, less you need the more superficial draw between two people, and it becomes a real thing. This is what the Siddur Kebbeh is describing in the Maimed. The whole idea of a wedding is to create a chitzonius to allow for a pnimius. Which is why we make such a big deal out of a chasana. The simcha of a chasana, the whole big deal that we make out of a chasana is based on the assumption that this is a very chitzonius event that's supposed to create a circumstance that will allow for there to be a more pnimistic event to follow. And the whole point of the Fiyad Ikirabi is chitzonius is only chitzonius. The day of your wedding, it's only the day of your wedding. It justifies getting married. It's very exciting. It's a lot of fun. It's very, very special. But being married is the point. And the longer you're married, the less exciting it is, but the more pnimistic it is. And that's how they used to make. That's how people are. Chitzonius creates pnimius. It's true in every relationship. It's true even in a chavrusa. And there is no deeper chavrusa than a marriage. Comments. So far, so good. You agree with it, Ezra? Yeah. It's not good. We have no choice. This is common sense. Okay. This is how the Maimah begins. Then the Maimah brings us two mishalim. Okay. So if I can bother you to turn to page 40. We have two mishalim. We're not going to read these two mishalim thoroughly because we'll be here all night, but I do want to touch on the two mishalim. The first mashal is the relationship between a Rebbe and Talmidim. The second mashal, which is, you see I indicated it, it's on top of page 41, is the mashal of relationship between father and his child. And in both mishalim, what is the basic design of the mashal? The mashal is that there's going to be a relationship between a teacher and a student. What's the first thing that has to happen? That the student has to like his teacher. Simple. You can be the greatest teacher. You can be the brightest student. If there's no chemistry, it ain't happening. That's all.
Not the other way around.
It's the mutual chemistry. Must be mutual chemistry. The teacher has to like the student. The student has to like the teacher. In Tanya, in the Yerzakedish Tezvav, the 15th epistle, if you don't know what epistle is, don't worry. It's not meant, if you know what it means, it's meant to sound smart. That's Rabbi Mangel's translation, that he get it, an epistle. God forbid to say letter, that would be too useful. But the 15th epistle, it says that this is what Yesod is. Chiddush is kashrus. And he uses the mashal of father and a child. In a teacher and a student, there's got to be chemistry. Which is why he brings the Gemara, that the Gemara says that Abba. Rabbi was called Rabbi. You know what Rabbi means? The Groyse Rebbe. Rabbi had a friend. His name was Rabbi Zeder. You know what Rabbi Zeder means? The Kleine Rebbe. Rabbi was a giant. When Rabbi would come in, the teachers told me to him, he would make a joke. And they would laugh. He created a human connection. He created a chemistry between himself and his students. No chemistry, the teaching is not going to work. Every person knows this. Right? I'm a teacher. I know how it feels to give a bad class. I've done it. I know how it feels for your students to look at you and be bored. Chemistry is very, very, very important. Chemistry is not academic. Chemistry is not scholarly. Chemistry is human. The human connection between the teacher and students is chitzonius. But if you don't have that chitzonius connection, a teacher cannot teach. On the other hand, if on a human level a teacher and a student connect, the opportunity of exchanging ideas, a teacher teaching and the student acquiring and learning and enhancing his teacher is unbelievable. That's the first muscle, right? We got to read a couple of words, otherwise we didn't do it. Let's just read the first line. At the end of the line, the Gemara says, Rabbi, Mikamei, the Pasuk, Lahu, the Rabbanon, before he would teach the Rabbanon, Omar, Milsa, the Bedichsusa, he would make a laugh, a joke, Ubatcha, Rabbanon, the Rabbanon would laugh, Ulubasaif, and afterwards, Yosef, the Amos, he would sit in respect and awe, Upasach, Bishmaitasa, and he would teach. The Amashpia, that the teacher, Tzarach, Lesteach, Lahu, the Rabbanon, has to initiate to his students, when the last is a samakabel, roy, to make the recipient, the student, suited, fit, connected, lekabel dvar ashpo, to take what he wants to teach, ayidei psichas hakelim v'achushim shaloi, to open up the receptors, the listening device, the connection mechanism in the Talmud, as oken and heden. If you have the best teacher and you just don't connect, it doesn't work. We all know that experience personally. That's the first mashal. On top of the next page, he brings the second mashal. Not a mashal of a teacher and a student, but a father and his child, and it's the same idea. Parents have a deeper connection to their children than teachers have to their students. We all have to hope, right? But the beginning of a relationship between a parent and a child is that he plays with him. Well, that mashal ben Yannick Bekotten, a young little boy, the father wishes to enjoy him face to face, and the connotation is to enjoy the wisdom of his child, the depth of his child, the nachas his child is going to give him. It's a little baby. He has to lower himself to above the child's head, beneath the child, to lift him up to his father. Then he can talk to him, he can enjoy him upon him. Same idea. If there's going to be a deeper connection between a father and his child, there's got to be a peripheral connection, right? Parents buy their children gifts. Parents fool around with their kids. You know, in a normal home, parents are not policemen. They're not rebbes. They're normal human beings. They create a chemical, a human connection between themselves and their children to create an environment where they can be a machanach. That's the job of a parent. Is to lead, and ultimately to lead the child into a position where the child is independent. Right? The hardest thing about being a parent, which is what happens when you get married, by the way, in case you haven't noticed, is you are working so hard to create a child that doesn't need you anymore. Think about it. It's a funny kind of thing. There's no greater connection between parents and children, and the goal of a parent is to create a child that doesn't need his parents. God forbid you create a child that needs his parents, you've created a sick child. And the beginning of that relationship is the parent descends in the level of the child. Okay? So we have the Nekud of Chasana and two Mishalim. Then Siv Gimel has two halves. It's very orderly. The Fidigat Mam is Zayim Esudas. The first half is describing Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael are in bad shape, right? They're in a state of darkness, in a state of galus. And the pasuk begins, "Anochi tirgalti le'Efrayim." The Eibishter says, "Anochi tirgalti." I make myself available to Efrayim. Kochem al zreyosei. I lift them up on my arms. I just want to mention Bekitzer. Yidden have many names, right? Yidden are called Yankev. Yidden called Yisrael. Yidden called Yeshurun. Yidden also called Efrayim because of the word "Anochi ofer va'efer." The denotation of Efrayim is Yidden in the worst matzav. And Anochi goes on Hashem, Tirgalti l'Efrayim, he descends to Efrayim, and he lifts them up to himself. That means to say, the Eibishter puts Yidden, and the whole piece goes on to say, Eibishter puts Yidden in a situation of darkness, and deception, and lying, and falsehood, and sheker, and so on and so forth, and he gives Yidden a lichtigkeit. He makes himself available to Yidden, in Golas.
Is Efrayim going on Efrayim and Menashe?
No. The whole Klal Yisrael is called Efrayim, and it says, you see where I made my upside down L?
Mm-hmm.
Four lines before that. It says, Gam ki eshe b'choshech, we're sitting in darkness. Havaya eli, the Eibishter gives us a little bit of light. Da'filu be'elam hazach hagashmi, in this physical world, Havaya meir b'yitro. Hashem shines in Yidden. He brings the pasuk, Hachoyshe chasa oretz, varafol umim, v'alayech izach havaya. Yedu odeh likimik mati ha-teva, v'havaya hu hoi yohoi v'v'yir ke'echat shu l'mayla min ha-teva. I don't want to get too caught up in these little aspects. The bottom line is, Yidin in the worst of times see nisim. See miracles. Hashem performs miracles for Yidin. I mean, the greatest miracle of the Jewish people is the Jewish people exist. No, your relationship with the Eibishter is nisim. Your relationship with the Eibishter is teire, mitzvahs. Right? I told this to you once before. I love saying this because I think it gets to the whole Yiddishkeit. Yiddishkeit is the three legacies of Avraham Avinu. God, charity, and education. That's it. Being a Yid means serving the Eibishter, inspiring your children to follow your lead. The nisim that Hashem performs for Yidin and Golas are a chuppah. That's what they are. They're a makif. They're a chitzenius. They create a possibility for Yidin to say, I'm in Golas. It's dark. The world is a place of sheket. I'm going to serve the Eibishter because he's shown himself to me. But the miracles that we see of Hashem, where he shows himself to us, is chitzenius. Yiddishkeit is not that Hashem likes the Jewish people. You know, the world thinks the Jews spend all day and night sitting around saying, aren't we special? God loves us. I mean, we sit around and say, maybe God would make us a little less special and not love us so much. The world is very phobic about the phrase, the chosen people. But the chosen people is the beginning. The chosen people, we are chosen. Like it or not, we're chosen. And there's good and there's test that comes with the chosen people. But the point is, we have to choose God. Hashem chooses us to create an environment which we can choose Him. So again, the same model, the same idea of chuppah, the first muscle of Rav and Talmud, the second muscle of father and children, is a muscle of Yebishter and Yidin. And now is a muscle of Yidin and the Eibishter. In our connection to Hashem, it's the same idea. Okay? Uba avoidahu. Right? How is it in avoidah? You go to sleep at night, and your system is down. Right? You go to sleep at night, your system is down, you're asleep, you wake up in the morning, you're still verschlafen, you're not tuned in, you're not connecting to the Eibishter. What is the first thing you do? You say Maidani. Now, although the Maimah doesn't use Maidani as an example, but I think the intent is Maidani. How do you view Maidani? How do we view Maidani? How do we view Maidani? One thing about Maidani is no one is going to know whether you said Maidani or not. Now, if you didn't daven, maybe someone will notice. If you talked and filmed, for sure someone will notice. You didn't daven, what a million people are going to find out. When we say Maidani, Maidani is sincere. Because Maidani, we're not scoring any points with anybody. Keine Weisnicht. How do we view Maidani? There's two ways to view Maidani. One way of looking at money is my mouth is terrible. I have to brush my teeth. I got to rinse it out. It's yuck. I'm laying in bed in Fashlofen, and I say Maida'ani, I have no idea what I'm saying, the Eibishter's name is not in it, my Yidayim or Askoni is my hands are tummy, all the things you learned in school. On the other hand, was considered a Maida'ani? There is nothing more potent than Maida'ani. Maida'ani is the chemistry of a Yid and the Eibishter. Maida'ani is, we give Hashem something totally superficial. We say a few words, we're laying in bed, we're not thinking, the head isn't clear, we're not in shul, we haven't gone to mikveh, we haven't gotten dressed, we haven't learned chassidus, thought chassidus, put on a tefillin. You know, there is no minyan, but Maida'ani is the initial chuppah, the initial chemical bond between us and the Eibishter. First days. This is the whole chaleri. Ready? You ready to go to the chuppah now? Finish this, began to yeshichta. I skipped one piece. I skipped the Shabbos part. The maimer begins with the chaleri, I skipped the Shabbos part. The summary is, the design of a chuppah is chitzonius creates pnimius, two mishalim, the mashal of Rav and Talmud, the mashal of father and children, and two nimshals. The first nimshal is the chitzonius of the Eibishter in his relationship with Yidden are the miracles he performs for us in Golos, which create a relationship between us and him. And the second half of Siv Gimel is the chitzonius that we give him. We wake up in the morning, you wake up in the morning, the neshama has not expressed itself in your person, you give the Eibishter at that first moment, that initial gift is your chuppah to him, it's your matzah that you're giving to him. You follow? It's the gan tefillah of his maimah. You like it? Not bad. It's really actually a pretty organized maimah. What's the bottom line? The bottom line is, the first moment we wake up in the morning is the most superficial moment. The miracle that Hashem performs with us, the most superficial thing. A father is playing with his child, the most superficial thing. A Rav, who's playing with, making jokes with Talmidim, the most superficial thing. The day of a Chasana, most superficial day. Yeah, it doesn't sound so good. So the Rebbe comes along and fixes that. If you want to know what the Rebbe does, the Rebbe repeats the Siddiq of his mind, going through the same process. And again, I'm not going to do Shabbos. The Rebbe does Shabbos also. He talks about the Chuppah, he talks about both Mishalim, and he talks about the Avoid and Nimshal. He doesn't, the idea of Golas, the Rebbe skips. In other words, the Rebbe is going to parallel the bottom of page Chaf, he's going to parallel Mashal 1, he's going to parallel Mashal 2, he's going to parallel the Avoida, he skips the Ba'olam piece, the Rebbe skips, okay? And he adds one Nakud. The Rebbe says there's another way of looking at it. According to the Siddiq and Rebbe's mind, you have to conclude that the Chuppah is the most superficial day in a person's life, and it's a good argument. It makes sense that the Rebbe, who's saying a joke to his Talmidim, is doing something totally superficial. That a father is playing with his child is doing something totally superficial. That a Yid, who says Maidani in the morning, is doing something totally superficial. And however we explain Shabbos, it's the same idea. That the first moment, which creates the chitzonius dikah, what we're calling chemical bonds between whatever it is, a teacher and students, father and children, husband and wife, the Eibush and Yid is chitzonius. So the Rabbi is another way of looking at it. And the other way of looking at it is that the day of the chasana is the greatest day in your life. The greatest moment in the relationship between a teacher and a student is the joke. The greatest moment between a parent and a child is when a parent is playing with a child. The greatest moment in our relationship with the Eibishter is the Maidani. He takes the Siddiq as Maimon and flips it on its head. He doesn't disagree with the Siddiq and Ebbe, but he enhances it. He adds this kresh. The day of the wedding is a very important day. The Siddiq Ebbe makes it into Chitzonius. The Ebbe says, yes, it's Chitzonius, but it's Makif. Chitzonius is like a superficial, peripheral. But sometimes in a makif you have more than you have in a pimi. It should sound familiar to you, I would hope, right?
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
No, later on.
Each step of the maimon, he makes the same point again and again. So we're going to repeat the same thing we just did in the Rebbe's maimon. Okay? But you hear my introduction? The Rebbe says everything the Friedrich Rebbe says, but he flips it on his head and he says that the peripheral connection, the chemistry, the halo, the aura, the chitzonius has an advantage over what follows after it.
What is the Shabbos part? Do you want to read that?
The Kitzin Nimitz, we start off saying that the whole week feeds Shabbos. And if you don't work a whole week, you don't have a Shabbos. Ultimately, Shabbos is going to feed the whole week. According to the Zayhar, it's actually the whole following, not just till Tuesday, the whole following week. But in order for Shabbos to be able to give to the whole week has to give to Shabbos. So on the one hand, Shabbos is dependent upon the week. Shabbos has nothing. On the other hand, by the virtue of the week giving Shabbos something extraneous, something chitzonius, the Shabbos gives back to the whole week. When you read the word L'chod Deidi Likras Kalat Nei Shabbos Nekabla, what does that mean? Shabbos needs help. And you have to come and help Shabbos out. After you help Shabbos out, Shabbos returns the favor, and then some. You follow? So let's begin on page Mem Gimel. We're going to repeat the exact same thing that I just discussed with you. And we're going to go through the 4 points that the Rebbe mirrored in the Siddiq Rebbe's Maimed. Okay? Forgive me, let me repeat myself, okay? You can divide the Siddiq into how many parts? Shabbos, a wedding, teacher and students, father and children, Yidna and Hashem and Golos, and Yidna Davin to the Eibishter. Those are 6 points, okay? Of those 6, the Rebbe is going to repeat 5. He talks about Shabbos, he talks about a wedding, he talks about the teacher and student, he talks about the father, grandsons and children, he talks about us serving him, he skips the piece about us and Golos. Okay?
So why would you skip Shabbos?
Why did I skip Shabbos? Because
Shabbos in a way is like the most black and white mashal and nimshal.
In the Maimed. Because I want to talk about the wedding.
To bring out the whole idea.
I don't know. For me, I'm telling you what worked for me. You know what I'm saying? Oh. I also got married. I also learned the Maariv. The Shabbat piece I had a hard time getting. The Mishalim of Rav and Talmud and Father and Child worked for me. But, pardon me. So let's look on page Mem Gimel. I underlined where I want to begin. The beginning of the Maariv. The say that Amshachahu, the nature of every relationship is, Ashatchila Tzadachliyis Amshachachitzayis. First, something external has to take place. It's hidden and it's surrounding and it's peripheral. Then you have a deeper connection. This is the way it is. This is word for word from the Friedrich and Evers Maimed. Every connection between a giver and a receiver. The teacher, the giver, the husband, give something external, the bechinas chitzenius hamakabel, to the extremity, to the chitzenius of the kala, shayidezeh mis'ala hamakabel, which lifts up the receiver, lihiyes kodesh lemadreges hamashpia, to be closer to the level of the giver, v'achekach yuchel lekabel hamshocha pnimis mihamashpia. Right? Then you can get a deeper hashpah from the mashpia. This is word for word, this piece. Vort in vort, the end of Peter Kala, from the Peter Kala's mind. Word for word. And the Rebbe says, "Megazeh beiz mishol." Okay. Now, look at the words I underlined. The Rebbe says, "Why did the Sikha bring two mishalim?" Says the Rebbe, "Levayet to explain goydah ha'ilu shebebeiz hashpoes elu." The reason the Sikha brings these two mishalim is to bring out the advantage of these two chitzaynias deka hashpoes. The gam hashpoes chitzaynias. Even the peripheral hashpa, even the initial chemical connection. When a teacher comes into his classroom and the student looks at him and says, you know what, I like that teacher. He's going to be able to teach me. That chemical event, he died and now is at a high level. But add this to the extent, sheyesh ba'ilay, that it has one advantage, legabe hashpa pnimis. Everything that's going to come after is rooted in the initial magnetism, the initial attraction between two people. So the Rebbe is learning the Friedrich Rebbe's Maimed, and what the Friedrich Rebbe de-emphasizes, the Rebbe emphasizes. The Friedrich Rebbe talks about how the beginning is Chitzaynius. The Rebbe says it's true, but there's an advantage in Chitzaynius. Okay? Right? So let's go to the first mashal. V'hine, ha-mashal ha-dishan hu, the first mashal is, ma-shpas ha-rav ha-talmid, the teacher and the student, that before the teacher teaches, he makes a joke and everybody laughs. If you don't mind, turn the page. And again, if I read the whole Maamar with you, we'd be here for 3 hours, which would be in nobody's interest. But if you'll read these 6 or 7 lines that I'm skipping, he talks about, he brings the source of a joke, al pi kabbalah. And just look one line above the line I underlined. You see where I made my underline? One line above it. The shade of shein aschek, the root of laughter, whom itayinik aparash, that built the milk of comes from a very high level. The mizem movement, which indicates, the shadish shamil to the bedichas, the root of a joke, shutainik aposhe, which is a very, very exalted level, hula maila mehashpas hasecha shaliyachareze. The joke that the teacher makes at the beginning of the class has an advantage over the information that the teacher teaches his students. In other words, the Friedrich Rebbe says that the joke at the beginning of the class is simply creating chemistry. And the Rebbe says, Nishavish, no. He says, the real Rebbe. Right? And a real Rebbe doesn't mean a Malamed, or even a Rosh Yeshiva. A real Rebbe means a Rebbe. And the Chazal say, this is the previous Rebbe talks about at length, Sichas Chulin, Shal Talmid HaChomim, Sichas Limud, when a Godel Yisrael says what seems like Stama Nanashkeit, you have to study their jokes, you have to study their Gleich Vertlach, you have to study their supposed off-the-cuff remarks. Says the Rebbe, sometimes in the off-the-cuff remarks of a Rebbe, you have more depth than in the Torah of a Rebbe. There are many, many examples of this. I'll just give you one interesting one. In Tavshin Lamed Aleph, in 1970-71, they celebrated 25 years of the United Nations. So that Sukkot, in 770, the Rebbe made the United Nations. A whole Sukkot, the Ganze Gedila. I mean, I don't remember it, and you weren't born. I was 5. But the Rebbe organized B'meshach Sukkot representatives of each country. And they met, and they never wanted to create al ummah of the other nations. The culmination was by Hakafis. Simchas Torah by Hakafis. They took out the Sefer Torahs, and the Sefer Torahs were out, and the Rebbe asked all the representatives of different countries to come forward. Huh?
Who were they?
It Ashag was Egypt, because he spent up a couple hours in Egypt. The Rebbe had shluchim in different countries, and if he didn't have a he got together the nations, I don't know how many countries, but many, many Anash, the shluchim from all over the world, and different people represented. There was a Yid living in Heights, Mr. Steinmetz. He says, I am from Czechoslovakia. The Rebbe made me Hungarian for the United Nations. The Rebbe made me Hungarian for the United Nations. No, by the Hakafis. A whole Chalamite went on, and they voted for three Shleimus, Shleimus Ha'am, Shleimus Ha'Teres, and Zohar. This was by the Hakafis. 5 a.m, everyone was set to eat. So Zalman Yaffe, Yom HaShalom, from England, you remember Zalman Yaffe? No. My encounter with Obama Shereba, he's a person, not a character. He says to the Rebbe that tonight's entertainment was considerable, was funny. So the Rebbe said, Ich mach nicht kein jokes. Und ich wollte sich nicht gehäst nach Riss nehmen des Evitäre. And if you were by those Hakafis, it looked like a joke. The Rebbe had the ability to do the most serious things, and he made it seem like, you know, well, let's have some fun, you know. The sikh of the Rebbe's point is that in the joke of a God will be Yisrael, there is sometimes more depth than in the Taylor that follows. Right? So, in the Friedrich Rebbe's mind, the joke is chitzanyasik, the Rebbe elevates the joke. Siv Gimel. Right? The second muscle is the muscle of a father and a child. Of course, the job of a father is to teach his child about God, about charity, and about teaching his children, right? What's successful parenting? That you give your children the Eibishter, you give your children, you know, chassadim, you give your children, that they should give their children, it's a very deep thing. And it begins with playing with your child. So the Rebbe brings that although the Friedrich Rebbe deletes it from his maimed, in the source it says the father picks up the child and the child plays with his father's beard. Again, you see where I made my underline? So one line before it says, Visham Yeshna Hisafa Shalanyatka Bahamaimid is an additional point in the Maimid, which is the source of the Friedrich Rebbe's Maimid, which the Rebbe deletes. Shakotan Mishtasheh Bizokan Shalishallah. He plays with his father's beard. Vayashleimah, again the same point, Shabazamirumas, the indication here is Shamshachas Hamakif. Before a father teaches his child about God and about charity and about education, he gives him his beard to Lamaila Meshtashulus, which is above Meshtashulus. In other words, the father playing with his child has in it something which is deeper than the deepest components of education they're going to follow later. The Chitzanius, what the Friedrich Rebbe says is only a Hagdama, the Rebbe makes it into something above Meshtashulus. You first taste, you follow. You've learned the mime, but I believe that this is helpful.
Yeah.
I hope so, yes. Sorry?
The whole thing with laughter in general, what's laughter known? And laughter is, it's a reaction of, it's higher than anything. Like everything's usually, it's an expression of something of a mood, but there's a reason. Laughter, sometimes no one knows where it comes from or anything.
No, the whole idea of laughter is that it spills out of you. You can't control it. It's the greatest expression of joy. And if it spills out of you and you cannot control it, it's a simen that's coming from a very deep place inside of you.
Laughter considered a higher expression than crying?
They're in a way equal. Crying also is an overflow of emotion. You cannot control it. But he seems to put laughter in a very, very high light. That ever does. You listening to the message?
In the background.
Okay. Now, Dalit. Same point, right? First looks up in the morning, is in Gan Sefer Shlofen. The oldest son in the house here?
No. He gave it to me right
here. Ah?
Yeah. He gave it to him over Shabbos.
You gave it to him or he gave it to you?
Sort of.
Exchange ideas.
Yeah.
He brings over here that the first child has his father inside of him. So the Rebbe says like this. The last line from three lines from the bottom of the page, right? How does the Friedrich Rebbe say it? You wake up in the morning, du bist verschlafen, you're not interested, you're not in the mood, you're not focused. And you give Eibishter Maida Ani. What's Maidani? It's a chemical message. It's a chitzani nezdeke thing. It sets the stage that later on you're going to wash negavas and you're going to get dressed and you're going to go to the mikveh and you're going to go to shul and you're going to daven a minyan and some other things. It says, the Rebbe v'negele machshava di b'maisa shal adu mesha kol hayoyim. A whole day we say a lot of things. Shekulam mistafen v'nimshachen achar adibra rishin. The first words out of a person's mouth in the morning, Maidani, as meaningless as it is a makif. And there's more in Maida'ani than everything that's going to follow later in the day. For Lachain, consequently, Dibur, Lachain Mashavu Maisha, Harishain Shalom Adam, the first words out of a person's mouth when he wakes up in the morning, Sarachliyas Bavaydas Hashem is to be in serving the Abishtad, Shaydei Zemam Shekedusha, which brings on a holiness, Bechol Amachtava Dibur Maisha Shalai, Meshach Kalayim. Okay? So again, the Rebbe demonstrates that even though the Friedeke Rebbe says that the first event, the first thing that happens, creates the chuppah, the aura, the makif connection, which is totally peripheral and superficial, says the Rebbe, in that initial moment there's a makif, and makif is higher than nishtosh. And then he gets to a wedding. The same is true in the relationship between a chassan and a kala. And I'm skipping the parenthesis. The first connection between a chassan and a kala is a totally superficial connection. Says the Rebbe, the gam hamshacha chitzenius, the hamshacha nailas b'yesed. The day of the wedding, you're never going to know each other less than the day of your wedding, right? In that moment, there is a hamshacha nailas b'yesed. Shibachinus makif shalomayla mishdash.
You never know each other less. What's that day you met?
Kamuva. I mean, but that's the formality. Halachically, when you are engaged, you have no bonds to your color, you're straight. In Judaism, you're strangers. You get married, now you have a connection. The connection is only going to get deeper. So the Friedrich Rebbe says, this is a makif, which is creating a pnimi later. The Rebbe says, in that makif, you have everything. In other words, how should you look at the day of your wedding? Is it simply a means to an end? Or in the day of your wedding, your whole life exists in a microcosm? The Friedrich Rebbe's point is that it's a means to an end. The Rebbe's point is in the day of your wedding, you have your whole life. And you can give 1,000 examples for this, yeah? How should we look at Yetzias Mitzrayim? Is Yetzias Mitzrayim the moment when Yidden and Hashem had the most chitzonyizdika relationship that's going to culminate when Mashiach comes? Or in Yetzias Mitzrayim, there's a whole history of Klal Yisrael till Mashiach. V'haraya, after Mashiach comes, this is one of the ideas that I bring in the Sichas, we're still going to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. Those are two dynamics. The Friedrich Rebbe gives you one dynamic, the Rebbe gives you the opposite dynamic. In other words, the way I see it, these two maimonim are a hand and a glove. They complement each other. The Friedrich Rebbe gives you the basic message, and the Rebbe says, there's another aspect. A chuppah, the day of a person's wedding, you have your whole life in a microcosm. And
But then it finishes off that it's really the macabre.
We'll get to that later. We'll get to that in a moment. The macabre part, I'm going to leave that for you. The Rebbe speaks about premius. Ultimately, you want premius. I'll get to that in a moment. That's not my job. That's not my place. It's a personal Yom Kippur. This is not just euphemism. This is takaze. It's a Yom Kippur for your whole life. Well, the Yiddish Tehillim, you use this day appropriately. You set the stage, and then you have a Yiddish life. The Friedrich Rebbe told the Rebbe, I suppose, but it's known by Chassidim that under the chuppah, that from trachten, ein zach, and we have kinder Yiddish shemaim. Did anybody tell this to you?
Yeah.
Under the chuppah, you have kinder Yiddish shemaim, and the Yiddish Tehillim. Because even though it's a formality. I mean, being married is not a wedding. Being married is being married. But this is an opportunity with Mekanan Kai from Fan Gansom Web. And then the Rebbe finishes off Ava Mikol Makayim. In other words, even though I am celebrating the day of the wedding, I am celebrating the joke of the teacher, the father playing with his child, the Maidani in the morning, but the Emes is Asnishke Dachmas. You know? If Maidani is so holy, I've asked this to people many times, why don't we just stay in bed all day? Maidani is very holy, but it's only Maidani, right? If getting married is so much fun, why don't we just get married Every day, of a chasana. It's obviously, it's not realistic. But the idea, why can't life be a party? And the answer is because life isn't a party. Parties create, if we had a party every day, we'd be nothing. The party creates a stage, it creates an energy, it creates a union, it creates excitement. The bottom line is we have to get together and build and create. Then there has to be a deeper connection, which affects Malchus in a pneumistic way. And then the Rebbe says, ultimately, when two people get married and they develop a real deep connection to each other, right? What's the magic word? Respect. But it's true. Respect is the right word. And respect takes many, many years to learn. And the beginning of respecting another person is respecting yourself. It's quite a job, right? We all behave well, but that's the truth. That's what marriage is. Marriage is two people becoming one. It's not a party. It's not fun. It's a real deep emissa, nekuda. The root of it is when you respect yourself, you're able to respect another person, the other person able to respect you, until it becomes a real deep connection. So the chasna is very important, and the fun is very important, and the mshichla is very important, but self-kosof, the deepest thing is disrespect. And finally, the Rebbe says that ultimately it's about the kalas, not about the chasna.
Yeah.
The final point is, he brings Shabbos, he brings all different kinds of examples, he speaks about Malchus, the purpose of the marriage is to have children. And the keich ein sof, the Eibush to put into the nukva, not into the tcha. The power of procreation, the Eibush to put in women, the Eibush to put in Shabbos, the Eibush to put in Malchus. In other words, even though in the relationship between the chosin and the kala, the chosin is the mashpia, and the kala is the makabel, ultimately, the deepest thing that the chosin gives the kala is the opportunity that the kala should be able to create. And that's when Mashiach comes. Women are going to be higher than men, and Malchus is going to be higher than Zohar, and so on and so forth. I always say the two most important jobs in life there's no education for: marriage and child rearing. The only example I have is the home you grew up in, and you hope
and
it's.
Up, yeah.
And raising kids. Sometimes. Everything else you can go to college for. Everything else. Besides for those two jobs.
Sorry? You answer. And he said a couple weeks ago, he said, it's no big deal, it's not possible to get married. Big deal to be married.
To stay married, that's right.
To stay married, never forget married.
Okay.